just kind of individually, because I feel like you and I were on the opposite side of this, I actually believe. And I don't I feel like we should at least discuss it as a possibility. Are the Chiefs going to miss Justin Reed more than we are discussing? Because the amount, I will admit, is being discussed by fans is zero. They don't think they'll miss him at all. Good riddance borderline feels to be the energy towards safety. And this same thing happened at the end of Tyrann Mathieu's era. And you and I both said, like, I don't think Tyrann Mathieu's playing as bad as you all are trying to make it seem. And that's obviously been proven true because he's pretty much been as good as Justin Reed over the last 3 years at his stay in New Orleans versus what Justin Reed has done in Kansas City. I think they're going to miss him some. I think there is going to be a learning curve for all the young safeties that they're asking to do more important things. And they didn't replace him with a veteran safety for the first time.
Yeah, and I think that's where maybe there's the confidence or belief that it doesn't really matter, is because people saw Tyrann walk and then Justin Reed, to his credit, came in and played at a very high level as well. And so the thought is, well, they've replaced the safety twice before. Why can't they again?
With veterans.
But it's been with veterans, not young players. And I've said this, we both agreed last year during training camp and preseason. Jaden Hicks, he pops off your screen when you're watching. Like, he stands out. And I think he's going to be a very good player for this team. But early in the season, could there be some moments where you notice the veteran just like instinct, if you will, that's just there after playing as many snaps as Justin Reed had played and Tyrann had played in their NFL career? Yeah, I think you lose a little bit of that. Who's going to take charge in that secondary? We talk about all the time, like the vocal guys, you know, because Trent McDuffie, you know, Justin Reed, they had some guys back there. Trent McDuffie doesn't, you know, is he going to suddenly be the vocal guy? But who in the safety group is that going to be? Maybe it is Jay Nix, by the way, right? Maybe he just takes on more of a leadership role back there in year
just
two.
Just a second-year player.
But that's the
They've
thing.
They've been gone veteran at safety. That's still what stood out to me, Gold, is that I'm not saying it can't work, but genuinely, it's the opposite of the plan that they have gone to this point. Does that mean this time they just couldn't afford a safety in free agency? Or does this mean that this time they just trust their young safety so much, or like their young safety so much, that they're willing to roll the dice?
Is that something where maybe the signing of Christian Fulton is? I don't know how much of a vet, if you will, presence Christian Fulton is. He's been in the league a little bit, though, where I don't know if he adds a dynamic of leadership. Jamari Connor has been involved in the offense, or involved in the defense, rather, since coming in as a rookie.
But not a single one has been the dude.
Yeah, it's going to be more, it might be just be more of a collective effort in terms of everybody keeping everyone on their toes and making sure everybody's up to par.
To make sure they have a vet in that safety, you know, that safety room, if you will. I guess it's more of a secondary room than just a safety room, but that grouping of safeties, I should say. Remember, they brought back Mike Edwards. Now, I'm not saying he's going to start or anything like that, but his presence, maybe just being able to kind of coach some of these guys up too, helps. I think that's where maybe you get some of that veteran leadership, but not on the, if you're talking about just who's going to be vocal on the field, well, it's not going to be Mike Edwards. He's not going to play a ton, I don't think. But if you just saying, hey, coach him up and during training camp, who can help guys like Hicks and others, maybe Mike Edwards is somebody like that. Who, remember, they brought him back after he played with the Chiefs and the Bucks.
Yeah. I'm not saying it can't be, and they don't have, like, it might be Brian Cook, but I do feel like they're putting a lot on Jaden Hicks and Shamari Connor. And I do think that this goes back to the why they wanted Christian Fulton, so that maybe they can move some of these safeties back to their more natural position. But I think if there's any part, and I won't worry about it for the entire season, you and I have talked about this, I think Spags does a really good job of adjusting with the talent he has at some point in the season to make it pretty good defensively, no matter what the circumstances are. But I do think that there's a chance of, like, those hiccups on the back end with those big plays being given up. And look at the offenses they're facing in those first few weeks, right? Chargers can obviously throw it deep a little bit, at least. The Eagles have been one of the better offenses in the sport. I can't remember who they've got week in four off the top of my head. But you get the point. Like, these are teams that can score a little bit. I think we could have some early season, like you and I are talking September 30 and being like, they're giving a lot of big plays. I wonder why. And I think we should all remember it's because they're breaking in a bunch of young safeties into a bigger role that they have had a good veteran player in for the last 6 years straight. Right? Because it was 3 years of Matthew and 3 years of Justin Reed.
Yep.
So, I mean, the entire time Spags has been the defensive coordinator, essentially. I like the fact that he's willing to go with it and go with the corners instead. Maybe that's the McDuffie thing, too, going back to
that.
Well,
it's him. And I also think it's probably also just their confidence in, you know, Brian Cook and Jaden Hicks, just playing simple. Look, they drafted Jaden Hicks when they did. We all knew at the time that he was likely going to be the Justin Reed replacement. It was like that was a thought when they drafted him. Like, okay, well, this is a guy like they're gonna, this is a guy that you drafted to probably replace Justin Reed one day. And that's exactly what has happened. And now it's his time to shine. Obviously, it's easy when you're a rookie in his preseason, you pop off the screen and all that, but like, you're not expected to be the guy back there.
Yeah.
Now you might, although I agree with you, that is probably going to be in conjunction with Brian Cook. Like, if you're asking the two big guys in that secondary, at least the safety group, yeah, it's Cook and Hicks. I think those will be the two guys that, of course, get the most snaps.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I'm just questioning whether or not I think there'll be a point this year when you remember that Justin Reed isn't on the team, and instead they have gone with a group of young safeties. I think that time will be the first month of the season before Spags figures out the rotations on that end. Going back to at least the corners, though, I do think that this is where Christian Fulton, Trent McDuffie, Watson, Williams, Nazi, whoever they like, and then obviously Noah Williams, the kid they drafted in the third round. I can't remember which
one. Noah Williams.
When they took him in the third round, I think. When I do think that that's where he contributes as well, and maybe it's more of a by committee. Maybe it is more like Drew said, like, hey, we're going to rotate guys in, and this is a fresh body approach to the safety game rather than that. But, I mean, Justin Reed was a very good safety. I don't understand why everybody in Kansas City wants to run safeties out of town, I'll say. It seems like the second that they're not under contract anymore, like, they stunk the whole time. And I didn't think that was true of Tyrann Mathieu, and I don't think that's true of Justin Reed. I thought he was a really nice player the entire time.
It goes back to what we talked about even with interceptions. I don't think people, unless you're extremely hard-hitting safety or you got a bunch of picks, people don't value the position properly, maybe is what happens. You know, corners, they look at interceptions. They understand the concept of being a shutdown corner. If you're a hard-hitting safety, if you're coming up and you're making big hits, people notice you. They view you as a better safety. If you're just a nice coverage guy that gets people in the right spots and a leader out there, people, for whatever reason, like,
Same thing. They want to be Ed Reed. And if he's not Ed Reed, we're not interested.
I think that's why people act that way about the safeties in general.
Look, I mean, at least corners, we understand that they've been willing to toss them asunder. We don't actually know whether or not a non-veteran safety works in Spags' defense. He's had those guys the entire time.
True.
We don't know what it looks like when there isn't the let's get everybody in the right spot leader type guy in the back of the safety room. I have faith in Spags that it will still likely work. I just told you, I think it might get off to a slow start and you might find out, you know, a little bit later on that part of the reason it got off to a slow start is because of the young safeties instead of Justin Reed. That's all.
Yeah, someone said safety's the offensive guard of the defense.
Yeah.
Now, do you mean that I'm curious if the texter means that as in, like, they don't care or that they just think they don't get respect? I'm curious which way the texter's leaning with that statement.
It's tough to say, because if you said they didn't care, wouldn't you just call them the running back of?
Well, it depends on who you are. I guess.
I don't know. I'm asking. Yeah. You know, offensive guard is an important position, but nobody really values it. Or maybe Chiefs do. They're getting ready to pay $100 million.
I was going to say, they already have a guy on a franchise tag making him the highest paid guard in football this upcoming season.